Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. In today's business podcast, we are going to be talking about your business systems. We need a chat. Your future self, kind of boss, CEO, like killing it, has been harassing me. And she wants to talk about the systems that are going on in your business. And she also wants like to let you know, like I see her as your future self, but she's also saying like she's a path. She's a possibility. Like she is a version of you that's there and it's available and is trying to direct you. But sometimes like you're going into the future and seeing like another version of you, but she's like, no, like I am here. Like I'm the person that grows your business into what you imagine it to be. But we first need to talk about systems and how those systems get us to where we want to be. So I don't know. It was a little bit of a tough conversation, but I think it's going to be very supportive. It is Virgo season, so what a better time to talk about systems. You're probably already thinking about systems. So let's just have a chat. We got 7 messages. Get your pen, your paper, feel into what is for you, write it down, and move forward. Let's get into message number 1. This almost felt like a reminder. Like somehow we forget that our business is a container, a system that holds our passion, our creativity, our expression. And there's almost like this argument or this fight about it. It really is the masculine to our feminine. Because probably the first thing that came forward for probably 99% of us was the feminine part. Like, oh, I want to help people. I want to create something. I want to bring in abundance. I want to express myself. Like that's probably the first thing that inspired this business. Like you maybe didn't even think you were going to have a business. Like this passion basically led you here. And sometimes like that passionate part is resenting the systems or the business part. And it is kind of like having mom and dad. It's like we need the masculine and the feminine in order to birth something. And it almost seems like the feminine sometimes is like resenting the feminine, you know, within this creation is like resenting the masculine. But they're meant to work together and come together. And like truly, we use the word business to actually represent the masculine part of the passion or the creativity or the expression. So it's a reminder that like, it's not a bad word to say business or to say systems or to look at those things. It's actually complementary to your expression, to your talent, to your creativity. It is actually like what makes it safe for your creativity to exist in the world. So it just wants to help. It wants to work with us and we don't have to be afraid of it. It really wants to hold you. It wants to hold what you're also trying to receive. For some of us, it might be like truly from a passion, but it also seems like, again, abundance. Like it wants to make a safe place for abundance to come in, for you to be supported, for you to be loved for who you are. Because even like what you're expressing may be a true version of you. Like this is who I am. And the business is actually this cup that holds the love for who you are. So it's very important. And like, I guess it's just the way that it's sold to us, like the marketing and the, you know, the complications of business or whatever. And it kind of, I don't know, it overwhelms us or it angers us because it's like, all we want to do is create or all we want to do is express. But we're really meant to look at the business and these systems as something that we set, like a home that we set, that then allows all of these things that we're calling in to come in. So the idea is that we set it and kind of forget it, you know, for the most part. And that may be part of the problem, that we're not setting it and forgetting it, that we are completely resisting it. And then therefore it's not really set. So today's episode is really about talking about those things and realizing like, first, it's just, we got to heal that fear of being both like the talent, but also the CEO. And it's funny that the conversation kind of ends with that question and we're going to talk about that, but it's kind of like not resenting the masculine to your feminine and the other way around, right? Sometimes maybe you come in with a lot of masculine and you're struggling with like that more feminine part, which is like the expression, the passion, their creativity, but they're supposed to be nicely balanced. And the systems are basically helping us not be in our masculine, but to be more in our creativity and more in our expression. But you have to set those systems first. It's kind of like saying, I don't know, I want to be a pre-K 4 teacher, but like before letting those kids in, I have to set up the room for them. You know, I have to have the cubbies and I need to label them so that the kids can flow very easily into the pre-K 4 room and I can like do what I do best. But like, I can't do it without that classroom. Like I can't, that classroom is the system. It is the business. It is what allows the flow to happen. So part of what's happening is that it almost seems like some of us are just resisting setting that up, like setting that part up. And then we're constantly being thrown and dragged around because like that's not really set up in order for us to feel safe, to express, to be creative. So yeah, we got to balance that out and not feel anger towards it. And also realize that if we're spending too much time in the masculine, it's actually meant to be set and forget and then move on to the creative and the more feminine aspects. So some of us might be like tinkering way too much with the masculine and tinkering too much with the systems where the systems don't really get to like set and fall into place and get to like do what they do well with time because we're like messing with it a little too much. So it's the first message was really about this balance between both and understanding how each serve each other. All right, message number two, nitty gritty stuff. The future self was like, okay, number one, or actually this wasn't really from the future self, excuse me. This was more from the business itself, like the system. The system's like, hey, I wanna work and I wanna be able to, you know, bring flow. And to me, flow is like bring flow of clients, bring flow of money, bring flow of eyeballs, like just bring flow. But she was saying that like, I cannot bring flow in with like the complications of the products or the things that you offer. So the first ask is to look at what we are selling. So maybe it's products. Maybe we're selling a podcast. Maybe we're selling a YouTube channel. Maybe we're selling a service, a reading, a coaching session. And it looks like there's a few messages here. So number one, there might be too many of them. Like, for example, even like a YouTube channel, there might be too many formats rather than being like, you know what? These two formats work really well. And we just can't do a bunch of different formats. We have to like really look at these two that work well and stay there. That also might be like, maybe I'm a coach and I have six different offers and they're all different or whatever. Like the first ask is really to simplify the offers, the products, the things that we're actually putting out. And if it's not, if you were like, no, Nikki, you know what? I already simplified it. I have one. It feels to me that within that one, there might be too much customization. So like, for example, the reading that I do, the soul reading, is a system. It's a method. Like there's these few things that I do within it. And that is why I can actually teach somebody to do the same reading. And if I really wanted to scale my business that way, I could have people doing the exact same reading that I do. So there's like not really a complication. It's not like super customized to the person that's coming in. It's a method. And then these people like come in to my method. And that's why, you know, they get great results, right? So it might be almost like, let's say the thing that you are offering has too much customization in it. And that customization doesn't allow your system to like do what it could do well, because the customization is almost like bottlenecking what the system could do. The other message here too is like, is that word bottlenecking. I'm always looking at like how I know where I bottleneck the company, and I am constantly trying to look at that and trying to get myself out of the way. Sometimes it's easier than others, but like something like a customization, for example, let's say a lot of people email me and I'm like, no, I need to like respond to everybody and it needs to be like very customized to, you know, everybody that's responding to me. At some point I can't do that anymore. And then I am holding back my whole team because like they need me to respond to those emails. But if I can hand off and be like, here's how we respond to emails. Like these are the things we say. These are the words we use. These are the words we don't use. Like go with God, you know, like take my system and like put it into place when you get an email or when you get a DM or whatever. So it could still seem customized to the person, But I, at the end of the day, have decided like what's a yes and what's a no. And then I let the system work, which part of the system are the people that work with me, right? So if there's a need to look at these things, there's a need to either look at like the range of products that you have or offerings or, you know, formats, and really narrowing it down to like the ones that are actually scalable, that can actually work, that can actually grow beyond you. And then once you've even narrowed that down, looking at the one and only product or the very few that you have, you know, created, and really seeing and making sure there's not like a crazy amount of customization within that product. Does that make sense? So that's the first thing we were being asked. She's like, the system was like, listen, I could do good work, but like when there's so much customization, and sometimes customization means that like, I don't know how I did what I did, you know? So it's like, for example, like if I did a reading, but I don't really know how I did the reading, I didn't realize like, oh, I take these three steps to do the reading, then that is actually customization. Like that means that like it cannot be repeated. And that is hard for the system to like do a good job and to create more abundance, to allow more people in. Like it's hard for it because it's so customized. You get what I mean? So that's what we're being asked to look at. And the system's like, I promise I can do a better job if you help me out with making these decisions. Message number three. This is about the system of bringing people in. So there's a lot of systems in the business, right? Oh my gosh. Like there's a system for how you bring people in. There's a system to maybe how you answer people. There's a customer care system. There might be like a system as to how you pay people. Like there's so many different systems, right? But in this one, I was looking at the system bringing people in, like calling in those customers, those clients, the audience. And my sense is that you may already have like this one trick, like this one or this one hero that like calls people in. For example, when I heard this, I was like, oh, I have a hero. My hero is Monday readings, for example. Like the Monday readings like call people in a lot. I have a hero of going on other people's podcasts. Like that's a technique that I do that really calls in a lot of people. So these are like little heroes or tricks as it was coming up for me that already work. So think about like maybe the one thing that you're like, oh yeah, every time I do this thing, like people come my way. And maybe it's like, I have this one friend that like has told so many friends about me. I have this one contact that like really brings me a lot of referrals. I have this, you know, one piece of content, this, or whenever I, you know, share what I do, like this one way, you know, the one and only way, maybe. I was getting that, like, you got to go beyond that. Like you got to start layering it, like stacking it. So for example, for a while, you know, getting on big podcasts was like my one and only like trick, let's say. And then eventually you have to stack it, you know, eventually you have to be like, okay, now I got to get, let me see if I can make some videos that go viral. You know, that might be like out of my wheelhouse, but we got to try. Maybe I'm going to add on like search engine optimization, like people just like finding me by Googling me. Like I got to start adding to those one, like you, another way to look at it is like diversifying the way people come in. But I have always seen it as like stacking. Like I remember like my first ever like stack when I first started was just Instagram. I was like, I'm just going to get good at Instagram. And I did that. And then ultimately I got good at that, but then I needed to stack. So after that, I think we went into podcasts and I was like, okay, we're going to get good at like getting on podcasts. Okay, cool. I established that. Like now what are we going to stack next? So this feels like it's time to stack the next thing. And it also might be just time to find that one thing. Like, what is that trick for you? Like, lean into that. Like, just go into that and stay there. And when you feel like you have, you know, mastered that, then you go and you stack the next thing. So yeah, it's like almost like you can't depend on that one thing that you're doing. Like, it's time to add more. And my sense is that like, the reason why you might not be adding more is there feels like there's might be like a tech, something techie in the way, you know, like, yeah, I don't know, like almost like, oh, I want to do a funnel, email funnels, but I don't know how to do that. Or I want to do SEO, but I don't know how to do that. Or I don't know, like there seems like there might be something that's like out of your comfort zone. I want to make reels that go viral, but I have no idea how to do that. Like it's just not working for me. And it feels like, don't be afraid of that thing. Like that is very normal to spend time getting good at something that is kind of techie, that's like outside of your bandwidth. Like I was just thinking today, I was you know, setting up myself for this podcast and the cameras and all that stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was like such a pain to figure out how to get this shot right. Like I am not a camera person. I'm not a design, like a home designer by any means. Like I know what I like and what's cute or whatever, but like I can't come up with the ideas myself. And man, I tried. It had been like 2 years of trying to get this right. I had this like, I don't know if you guys remember, I had this like really scary green wall that Benny painted for me. And I put this like weird, I don't know, shelf. Like this was just like in my mind. And it was a total wrong angle. And then ultimately I was like, okay, Benny was like, we got to make it sound better. So we got some like sound boards. And then I was like, I think I need lights because I would go to other studios. And I was like, they just have really good lights. And I can't just, you know, function off of like the lights from the windows here. Then I had my girlfriend who does videos. I asked her to come here from Miami and visit me, like help me. And then my friend who's a designer and they set up the back. And it was like so out of my comfort zone. There was a part of me that thought I would never figure. I was like, this is just not me. I'm not going to figure that out. Like I don't have the money to pay somebody to do all of it. I'm not going to figure it out. But it was just something I kept at for a while, for months. And ultimately I landed here. I'm like, oh, I like this. And like, it's a lot. It's a camera, it's a mic, it's lights, it's all that stuff. And that was really outside of my comfort zone. So you have to like, that's normal. It's normal to upgrade to those things ultimately. Like I'm sure there's going to be even like crazier things that I upgrade to that I never would think is like possible for me. But it's time. It's like time to stack that next thing and don't let like something that's about tech get in your way. You can do it. Sí se puede. Okay? If you're running a business and you're feeling like the customers, audience, or clients are not flowing in the way you'd hope, I have a masterclass for you. This Friday, I'll be teaching live how to attract a consistent client flow in your purpose-driven business. I've been really inspired by Virgo season. I've had a ton of new meetings with my team, and it just kind of feels like something is brewing for all of us. And since we're on this journey together, I was feeling called to sharing how I created a system that brings in regular flow of people my way. This is not about doing it exactly how I do it, but rather I want to teach you how to find the flow that works for you. Because truly, your business wants to flow. We just need to make a structure that works for it. If your little ears are perking up, please join me this Friday for our Client Flow Masterclass. It's $40 to join, and if you can't watch it live, you can enjoy the replay. Follow the link in the description to grab your spot today. I can't wait to see you there. Message number 4 is more of an energetic practice. So we're being called to look at maybe a system we have, or maybe a system we're thinking about bringing in. For example, like I've definitely in my past signed up for like those business classes and I just don't trust the system. So it doesn't work for me, right? I'm like, oh, I just wasted my money. And it's like, I'm not the best at like following somebody else's system. And if I go in to buying that business offer and not trust the person or not trust the system, I might as well like not spend my money, right? Like I have to, when I buy into something or when I'm going to build a system, I got to believe in it. So this is about like looking at maybe a system you've been trying and not, maybe it's not working or not working the way you thought. Maybe it's a system you've built. Maybe it's a system you're building off your own intuition, but we're being asked to like really ask ourselves how much we trust the system that we're trying to put into place. And this could be like, do I trust the person I hired? Do I trust the system I'm trying to follow? Do I trust myself in building the system? Like we're being asked to like really look at our trust because none of this is going to work unless we trust the system. Like think about any system you have in your life, right? Maybe you send your kids to a school and you trust it. You're like, I trust that my kid's going to learn. I trust that, you know, my kid's going to grow. I trust my kid's in a good environment. Like you don't even think about it twice, right? Or, you know, I hired a piano teacher and I trust this piano teacher. Like, I think it's good enough for like right now, right? That's why it works. And it feels like there's some systems in our business that like we don't trust. So of course they're not working, or we might not like really get into it because we don't trust that it's going to work. So we need to stop and be like, okay, do I trust that this is going to work? Can I get myself there, right? Like when I was, you know, doing all the things with the lights and the production in this office, in the studio that I'm in, I had to like trust that that like ultimately there is a place where I could have a nice studio. Like I trust that I can ultimately get there. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I kind of feel like I could get there. I trust that, right? And then that trust like brings me here. So I feel like, I don't know, this is about the energetics. Like this is about like really looking at the energy of how we are relating to some of our systems. So if you have a system that like, you're like, it's not really working, right? For example, let's say I want to grow my podcast and I want to create a system that allows that podcast to grow. Once I start getting into it, I first have to ask myself, do I trust myself to make it? Do I trust ChatGPT to make it? Do I trust somebody who comes in to tells me how to do it? Like I have to decide like, where's the best trust? Like where can I find trust? Because you can ask ChatGPT to make all the strategies you want, but if you don't trust him or her, whatever she is, then like, yeah, it's not going to work, right? And then also sometimes it's about tinkering with the system enough to the point that you can trust it, right? Like it's normal for us to like need the system to prove itself to us and be like, okay, I need to see, like, can you do it? Can you do it? And then be like, okay, now I totally trust the system and we can let it run. So we're being asked to find that. Like, where can we find trust? Do we need to bring it in? Are we maybe like legitimately with something that like, yeah, we don't trust this because my intuition tells me that this is not going to work. Then like, leave it. Like, go towards where you can find trust. Go towards where you can cultivate trust. Put trust into yourself, in the systems that you're creating, and they will work much better. Message number five, we kind of alluded to this a little bit, but your CEO self is like, you gotta make systems based off what your goals are. So there's systems everywhere in the business. There's this one big system, which is the business, but then within that, there's a lot of other little systems, right? There's a system for everything. And a system is something that like, it's a container that we create that hopefully like somebody comes into that container and all this transformation is done by how the system is set up. I look at Soul Reading Method. It's one of like our main programs and it is like such a system. Like we trust that system. We worked really hard to build that system. And we know that when a person comes into that system, we know that they're going to be transformed by the time they get out because of all these different things that we've put into place. Like there is practice circles, there's these worksheets, there's guided meditations, there's Nikki showing up live, there's, you know, customer support, like there's all these things. But we created that and then we can trust that people come out on the other side for that transformation. So that at the end of the day is the system that we set into place in all sorts of places. But this message is about seeing like, asking yourself, like, what is the goal, right? Even when I was making Soul Reading Method, like to me, like, what was the goal at the end? At the end, it was that they trusted themselves more, that the person that comes into Soul Reading Method is able to know themselves at a soul level, to feel like it's okay and it's safe to trust themselves. Like that is my biggest goal. So then I make a system based off that goal. You might have a goal that's as simple as like, hey, I'd love to grow my Instagram following from 1,000 to 10,000. Okay, great. Like then you create the system based off that goal. Like how do I get to that 10,000 and actually mapping it out and understanding that a system is something that lets people go through it. So really like noticing how the people go through the system, like what are their experiences when they're in the system? Like we get so, I don't know, like the talent within us, like, or that intuitive or that feminine part of us is like, it's just magic. It'll either happen or it won't happen. And the masculine's like, no. Like there's literally data points, right? Like if I create this system to grow to 10,000, there's probably some data that I can look at. Like as soon as somebody enters that system, there's probably some sort of data. Like I can maybe look at like, how did that reel do? How much did it share? You know, who's sharing it? Oh, when I do this, it works or whatever. Like we don't have to take it so personal. There's actually like ways to check the system and ways to check if the system is actually working. So we can hit our goals. Like your goal is not crazy. It's totally possible for you. But sometimes like we get too caught up in, I don't know, that like that mushy emotional part of ourselves when it's like the whole point of the system is to be able to lean on it. Like how nice is that to like lean into the arms of the masculine, to like trust the masculine, to feel safe there. And that's really what our systems want to do for us. So the system is like, imagine like the hero who's like, just show me what you want and I'll make it happen, you know? So it's like, okay, like let's give it a task. Like let's like give it something to, you know, my son Oliver is so funny. He needs to be on a quest. He's like such a male, right? He's like, he always needs quests. So we go to this garden near our house, Ten Acre Garden, which is so beautiful. And it's like a chill place, but Oliver has like zero chill, you know? And when we're there, he's like, I need some quests. I'm like, of course you do. Because he needs to like feel like he's, I don't know, like working towards something or something. And like he just needs a little bit of help there. So we're like, okay, your quest is to, you got to go through this and you got to do it in 20 seconds and like come back. And, you know, Benny, there was a part where like you can cut flowers. And Benny was like, okay, you need to go and get your mom 5 flowers, you know? And like he was so proud to like bring me back these 5 flowers. And it's just so funny. Like that's really like what the system wants to do for us. Like it just, it needs like a quest, like give it a, you know, give it a shot, like show it like what it's supposed to do and work with it because it wants to be rewarded. It truly wants to satisfy you and make you happy and all those things. But we have to be able to like tell it where we want it to go and then see how we can make it better when it's like not hitting that goal. So like if we told Oliver to go get the 5 flowers and he comes back with 2 or something, we're gonna have to kind of walk backwards and be like, okay, where did we go wrong? Did we not explain it? Maybe we needed to tell him to get us 5 flowers, not just any amount of flowers. Is he wearing the right shoes? Does he have the right scissors to cut the flowers? Does he, you know, did the container that carry the flower like not carry enough water and that's why the flowers came dead, right? Like there's so many things from the time we gave him the quest to the time that he brought me the flowers that things could have gone wrong and we could optimize it for him to like really hit that goal. And that's our job with these systems, like give it a goal and then look at its journey to that goal and really try to optimize all the steps until it gets to that journey. And ultimately, like when we find out, oh, this is the way that it hits its goal, like this is the journey it needs to take to hit this goal, then you have a solid, amazing system. Message number 6, this is like a mean one. The future CEO self was like, there are systems that are not being made right now in the business because you are afraid of what you're gonna do with your time. I'm like, damn, and this might not even be you. This could be some of the people working for you, right? Like maybe sometimes you're like frustrated, I don't know, with like your bookkeeper and you're like, why does this bookkeeper like, I don't know, why can't she just systemize it or make it easier or something? And it's like, well, maybe because she likes the complication. Like maybe she likes to be needed. Like maybe she likes to have conversations. Like maybe she doesn't know what she's going to do with her time. And then of course, we're like the number ones that do that all the time. So we really kind of, I guess, have to ask ourselves as well, like, do I feel worthy of having more time? Like, do I really feel like I have to work so hard to receive this thing? Like, what if this thing could be easy? You know, what would I do with my time? Like, you know, what would it look like to maybe have 2 hours a day of work? And what would I do with the rest of my hours? And like, are they going to be self-destructive? Are they going to be, you know, like, will I not be productive if I give myself all that time? Like, we really have to ask ourselves that. I have this friend who, you know, her kids are old enough and it's like time for her to go back to work. Like that's what she's feeling right now. She's like, I feel like, you know, I want to go back to work. And I kind of asked her, but she's homeschooling the kids. And I asked her, I'm like, well, like maybe sending them to a school like will help. But you can tell that like it's almost like it's a little bit of the chicken or the egg. Like she's like, well, if I send them off to school, like what am I going to do with myself? But also in a weird way, it might be like when I send them off to school, I can come up with like the next idea or whatever is, you know, next for me when it comes to work. But it's hard. It's hard when you are afraid of like having that time. I remember for me, like the readings, as much as they were a lot of work for me. I mean, there was a time in my business where I was doing like 5 readings a day and that was a lot for me. But at the same time, I didn't have the focus for anything else. So I felt like that was the best place for me. Like I didn't really know how to run the business. I couldn't really trust myself with more time. I like needed at that time to learn how to be just like a really good reader and learn how to stay focused on one thing. I could have never, like the space that I have now, I couldn't have that space because like now I do have the ability to like get up and make content and like stay on schedule and I can trust myself. But I feel like if I had that much time, I'd probably do like random shit. Like who knows? Like go to Target like way too much or something like that, or who knows, do things that like did not really matter. Like I did not know what would actually move the needle. So at the time, the best place to put my focus was like just the readings. And then ultimately, as I grew as a business owner, as a leader, I started to trust that I could do things with my time. So you might be like struggling with something that's taking up a lot of your time, but you have to ask yourself, like, do I even know what I would do without other time? Can I trust myself with that free time? So like now I can even trust myself with free time because I know, like, for example, like when I invest in my own energetic vibration, I know that I can bring it back and that like I make money when my energetic vibration is better. So I can trust that. I have a lot of systems in the business, so I can trust that. And, you know, just trusting that like the more that I'm me, the more that the business produces. But for a long time, I was like, oh, no, like I can't trust that belief. I can only trust like working hard is like where the money comes from. So I can't have a lot of time. So it's a different mindset shift. And you might not be able to get that from like one day to the next. You know, I do feel that like the way that I worked really hard, like was absolutely needed for me. Like I just needed that. But if you're like frustrated and you're being burnt out or like something, it's just not working for you, really ask yourself, do I feel worthy of more time? Do I feel worthy of organization? Do I feel worthy of a system that just works with ease? Like, can I believe in that? Do I believe that that can happen? You know, can I allow myself to have simplicity, all those things, and like see where you feel like a little stuck or like where it feels a little uncomfortable, and then start working on that. If you're like, oh, wow, I do feel uncomfortable when things are simple, or I do feel uncomfortable with X amount of time, then you have to like, then you'll want to work on that. You know, you want to get your nervous system to feel comfortable with that shift. And message number 7, it's a tough question, but it's a very real question. And your CEO self is saying like, listen, you either have to build the systems and train somebody to oversee the systems, or you need to bring in somebody who makes the systems. And it's just, there is no in between. She's like saying like, you can't be in the middle. You can't like say you're going to build the systems, but not trust yourself and not believe in yourself. Or you just can't say, well, then I'm not going to trust so-and-so who like maybe has more expertise than me. Like I don't trust her either. Like it can't be somewhere in the middle. Like you either have to trust one or the other. I personally enjoy business. So typically what happens is I learn from a lot of people. I learn from all sorts of different places. And then I tweak and play with systems within my own business. And then ultimately I train people how to do things the way that I want them done. That's what works for me. But that's because I have a lot of joy in running the business. And I'm also open to the idea of like maybe one day I can trust somebody enough and I'm not getting as much joy, let's say, from running the business, and I'm happy to hand it off and just be more the talent. But right now I love both and it's not time for me to hand it off. But I do have a lot of friends who are strictly talent and hand off the systems to somebody else completely with a ton of trust. And listen, there's a part of me that wishes I could be like that. That's the talent who has a manager. You know what I mean? Like, you know, back nowadays, like the talent kind of has to be like the business person, all these kind of things. But, you know, back in the day, there was like the talent and then that talent had like a business manager. But that is a lot of trust. You know, how many times did we hear stories of talent like not having the rights to their music or stuff like that because their manager stole everything or made a bad deal for them? We've heard that a bunch of times. So I think that that's why nowadays the talent is a little bit more business savvy. But that world still exists. I have friends that maybe you partner with a business partner. Maybe you're in a situation where like your husband is the talent and, you know, you are more the manager. I had that with Benny when we first got married. I'd ran his business. He was very much the talent and I was like the manager of that business and he got to be the talent. I was the manager. And of course he trusted me. I was his wife. So that was probably like the easiest, you know, setup. But sometimes that's available to us by bringing somebody into our business. So we had to decide, like, I just see like almost like one foot in and one foot out. And you might feel like, no, the truth is I have to do it myself. Like I don't think I can trust anybody right now, or maybe I don't want to share my business with somebody else. Well, then you really have to lean into learning how to run the business well and enjoy it and setting those systems and being brave enough to make a system, believe in it, train somebody on it. Like it requires a lot of belief in yourself and a lot of bravery, but you can't be like lukewarm. You can't be like one or the other. And that was the hard question that your higher self was asking you. Like, because it almost looks like it's taking up a lot of your brain time to be like, oh, I wish I just had somebody that came in and did all these things. And it's like, no, maybe you are the hero. Like maybe you're the person that's going to be the hero, that's going to save yourself and save the company and save your creativity. And there's a way to find the masculine within ourselves and put it in a container so that like we can be the most feminine self, right? So you hold both and it's very much available to you. I would never judge you if you don't want to do both, but understand that that comes with trusting somebody and really going deep into your talent. That's the other thing. Like to bring in that other half, like to bring that yin to your yang, then that means that you are going all in on your talent. And that like, then there's a lot of pressure on like the talent itself. Like the talent has to be strong and you can't get mad when like your other half like wants you to do more of the talent stuff, right? So you have to understand like there is a compromise that happens there. Maybe the compromise is giving money away to somebody or something like that. But it is, both are available to you, but we're going to be the happiest when we pick our lane and when we really go all in on one way or the other. And yeah, she's just looking at us and she's like, make your decision. Like you can't complain. You can't be one way or the other. Like you can't be like one foot in and one foot out. You got to decide. So pick your lane. I am excited for you guys. I love some systems. We're actually doing a masterclass this week it's about one system. It's about the system of bringing in clients and just like a consistent client flow. It's one of my favorite systems and I'm excited to share it with you. So if you feel like, okay, Nikki, I believe in myself, like I want to make my own systems, please join me in Friday's masterclass. The link to join is below. You just have to register for it. If you can't make it live, I will be teaching it live so that you can ask questions and it could be more interactive, but it's totally going to be available on replay if you want to watch the replay. It's just $40. You deserve to invest in your ideas, your passions, your creativity, your business. And I got you. I've been doing this for a long time. All right, my friends, I love you so much. I hope this was expansive and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.